This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
If you love freedom, you ought to check out Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, you need to go to freedomsphoenix.com because they've got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we've got Penguin on the line calling from Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I didn't hear where you said I was calling from. I was calling from Virginia.
Okay, Virginia. They messed up the spelling. I apologize. Go ahead.
What did they say?
Virginia. There's an N in there instead of a V. Anyway.
It kind of scared me earlier. I tuned in like a minute after the show opening, and I just heard Will, and I was wondering. I was like, oh man, the state finally got Ian.
I don't think you should be scared that the state got me just because I'm not on the show for a moment. It was a coffee run. I couldn't get Will his coffee because I was on my bicycle earlier, so yeah. I had to take a vehicle out to get it.
Although I apologize for missing that opportunity to play that prank.
To make them think that something had happened. Yeah. I am fairly reliable showing up here. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. When I heard you actually started talking about the LP, I figured I'd call in tonight just because I've recently had the experience that, just some background, I had signed up for some, give my contact information out during the 2016 election, the national LP, and they gave it to the state. They probably gave it to like the local affiliate.
How did you give them your contact info?
I think I just signed up for information on the website.
On their website, okay.
It's campaign, I believe.
Yep. All right.
So they were inviting me out. They've been giving me texts like last, inviting me to They're a morning event they have on the weekend, and I finally decided to kind of take the plunge just to do something new. Even though it's kind of an inopportune time for me.
So is this the party? The Libertarian Party of Virginia has weekend morning events. You said
they had an event. The local affiliate actually did. So just a small local group.
Mm-hmm. And is this every weekend they have something, or is it once a month, or how often?
I'm not entirely sure, but it's not every single week. It's like once a month.
And then how many people were there when you showed up to the first thing? And was this during the campaign season?
This was recently. I had not really been interested the whole time. You know, it just wasn't something that was convenient for me.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd check it out, you know, just recently.
So you're going to go check it out. It's the down season. So for listeners that aren't familiar with political politics, I mean, if it's the election season, then you see more people at these meetings. And that's true for the Republicans. It's true for the Democrats. It's true for the Libertarians. So you're coming in off season. You're coming in. It's early 2018, and you're checking out one of these meetings. All right. What was your impression?
I didn't even think about that myself because I'm not familiar with politics, and that's really the background of it. Is I've never really been active with any kind of political organization at all, and my idea as I came out of it was an open mind, a very open mind. I know how this area is. I know how I kind of just did my research much like I looked at pictures, looked at the demographics of people, and it was a kind of a shock. Just being that not that I really consider myself a dyed-in-the-wool libertarian, but my libertarianism is informed by your guys mostly and maybe some of the other shows, you know, mm-hmm. on the network. And it was, I mean, it was, like I said, just a little bit of a culture shock. And, you know, there was a, I myself, have my own religion. I'm not a Christian, but they had opened it with a Christian. So if everybody was Christian, I respect that. And then
they opened the Libertarian Party meeting with a Christian prayer.
They did. And after that.
Well, hold on. Before you go on here, Will Coley, I mean, you come from Tennessee. I mean, he's in Virginia. That's kind of the same ballpark as far as the area of the country is concerned. Have you ever seen any prayers opening up Libertarian meetings in Tennessee?
No. And I don't just live in Tennessee. I live in rural East Tennessee, Appalachia. And yeah, no. I mean, I've spoken at an East Tennessee Libertarian Party meeting where we had people from Libertarian parties all over the mountains of East Tennessee, and there was no prayer there.
Yeah, very strange.
And I've been to state conventions, no prayer there. Well, I mean, except for my own.
Yeah, I've never seen that at a state convention either. I've been to a couple of them.
I've never seen it at any kind of convention.
That would make me feel awkward, for sure.
I've been to conventions in Florida as well.
Like, let's start this meeting where we want people to come to by trying to feel, make people like they feel like they don't belong. Let's start a meeting that we want people to come back to.
I mean, my personal experience, truthfully, is that atheism is the ruling
in libertarianism.
Among libertarians.
It's certainly the verbal one. I mean, yes. I think there are a lot of Christian and other libertarians out there, but they don't wear it on their sleeve as much as the atheists seem to wear their atheism on their sleeve.
And that's what I figured, too. That's what I would kind of figure out, all kinds of different beliefs, but, this is a very conservative area.
I guess so.
Not conservative in the same sense as Tennessee, but it's conservative in its own kind of middle-of-the-road conservative Republican way.
Do you want to say what part of Virginia it is?
I'd rather not.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and then what actually shot me, though, actually really what I was going to mention is to juxtapose that with immediately after that the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, God! I mean, that's even worse.
Wow.
To juxtapose the two of those next to each other, too, it's just...
I've never seen that at a Libertarian Party meeting before either. Anybody doing the Pledge of Allegiance? Yeah, I would say those are two signs that you've stumbled into a not so great Libertarian Party. But tell us the rest of the story.
That was the main thing that really stood out, actually. Yeah.
Well, what did they do? I mean, what was the program like? The meeting.
It was kind of just talking about local politics mostly. It wasn't there wasn't much about party platform or anything like that.
Was it mostly complaining or was it like plotting to do something?
They didn't really get into doing something, but it wasn't very long actually. After that, there wasn't much meat into it, and that's the kind of the whole idea is that I want to kind of go back and feel it. Feel it out a little more, and to go because I think they're going to have also an event where they do more kind of planning and talking about party business.
So it was mostly just talk about local politics, about what's happening in the city of fill in the blank, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think they alternate. They have different topics. They alternate between that and actually doing the party stuff. But, I mean, what I'm stuck with is the kind of the idea that I have an open mind, I'm curious, but I, whether I want to just, like, either say I one time had, I had this impression of it and disengage, or whether, I want to go in and kind of, engage more and be a part of it and kind of, add to the diversity of it in many ways.
Speaking of diversity, what was the diverse breakdown in the room? How many of the members or apparent members, how many people were attending, period? How many of them were female? How many of them were male? Were there any black people there? Were you are you black guy? I can't tell.
I'm not. Okay. I'm a mixed background, actually, myself.
Okay.
But fair to say, you may
have been one of the more dark-skinned people in the room?
Not physically dark skinned, but yeah, I'm one of the more ethnic people in the room.
Ethnic, okay.
Now, oddly enough, it's funny that you say that. My name was brought up.
At the Virginia meeting?
You know, in the national, the discussion for who were the speakers going to be for the national convention. For the 2018 national convention for the Libertarian Party. And I was actually passed over.
Even though you're a great speaker.
I was totally cool with that. Yeah. For Hisham El-Maliki. And specifically the reason why was because they knew he would basically give the same exact speech that I would give, but his name is Hisham, not Will.
He's not the white guy.
And he's from Egypt, not East Tennessee. So
fair enough. I mean, that makes sense. Hey, stand by, Penguin. I know you said you wanted to tell us more about the meeting there. As a newbie, we're getting a newbie experience. Somebody with, you know, not the rose-colored glasses on, coming in there and seeing what things are like with the Libertarian Party.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There aren't a whole lot of big fans of the National Libertarian Party on this program. I would say maybe Heather, our Thursday night co-host, she's a pretty big fan of the Libertarian Party, but a lot of our co-hosts would say she's not a real libertarian. And a lot of our listeners would say that as well.
Oh, my God, I've never seen the amount of, like, just hate and vitriol coming out against any, like, I always figured I would be the host that got all of that, you know? Mm. But no.
Because you're a Muslim?
Yeah, but instead they're like, no, we don't mind him because he's actually a libertarian at the very least. She's constantly advocating for the state. We hate her. We love to hate her. Like, I can always tell when she's been on because I come on, I open the Discord chat, and all you see is people like, burn her at the stake!
I don't think that's the way to persuade somebody, is to throw hatred towards their direction. I don't think that's a way that's going to bring them on board with your ideas, so I don't agree with hating on Heather, but I do understand why people are frustrated by her. And so, but she's like the only fan of the Libertarian Party. She was the only person of all the hosts on Free Talk Live who was really cheerleading. I guess Rich Paul was cheerleading for Gary Johnson as well, just as sort of, well, he's the best we got, you know, kind of thing. But like, she was actually excited and like super into to his campaign. And a lot of us weren't, because we've been less than enthusiastic about the Libertarian Party for a long time, because they haven't been advocating for principle. And so part of the reason why the Libertarian Party has watered down their message is that they hope that it will get them their candidates elected. And that comes back around to a discussion we really didn't have before, which is this old conflict within the Libertarian Party where, and I believe it goes back to its founding, and I wasn't there for this, so this is just what I've heard, that, you know, way back in the day, there were those who said the Libertarian Party should be a vehicle to spread libertarianism, the idea of non-aggression, to spread that concept through the political system, have candidates who get out there in whatever venue they can, whether it's an interview with the newspaper or local media of some sort, explaining what libertarianism is. And then you let the voters decide. Is that what they want? Have you explained it well to them that, hey, you shouldn't use aggressive force against your neighbors to achieve your goals in life? Have you made that clear? Because if they reject it, well, then you know your neighbors are rejecting the ideas of libertarianism. When you get out there and you water down the message and you say, well, we think the government should be a little smaller in this area and a little smaller in this area, then they're not really, you know, the voters aren't being given a real choice. They're just being given another political party that they can consider, but they're not being given the principles that were supposed to be the bedrock foundation of the Libertarian Party. Even Bill Weld himself, when I asked him in person when he came to Keene, New Hampshire, and I went to his campaign rally holding a Daryl W. Perry sign behind him during photo shoots. And when I asked him on video, I said, you know, do you subscribe to, or something, I don't remember the exact question, but it was something about, you know, do you know about the non-aggression principle, or, you know, what do you think about the non-aggression principle? And he said, it's a bedrock principle of the Libertarian Party, or something like that. So, you know, he was right in what he said, but it wasn't really clear whether or not he ever, at any point in his campaign, besides my questioning of him about it, talked about the non-aggression principle. I don't believe he ever broached the subject in any interview of his that I ever saw. He never mentioned it. And so, again, there are those of us who feel the Libertarian Party should be out there explaining that, and if it's not, then it's not fulfilling its goal of being a libertarian party.
Right.
So, Zoltan Istvan has been here, but let's get back to Penguin. He's calling from Virginia. And, Penguin, you've been saying you went to, after getting interested in the 2016 campaign and signing up for more information, you found out that a local group was there in your area in Virginia. You went recently to one of their meetings where you were a little put off by the fact that they opened with a Christian prayer and then further did the national prayer to the flag. They stood up and, chanted this national flag anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's where you kind of left off. You said they had talked about some local politics, but ultimately didn't actually take any action as far as doing anything. So you said that you were considering going to another meeting and getting involved. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I did find that very mostly surprising and also, you know, kind of off-putting. And again, they are going to probably go into more of their business in the next event. So I'm be kind of interested. But we were talking about you were asking me about kind of the demographic, kind of the look of the room, and that's what I kind of wanted to get at. Is it skewed a lot older,
mm-hmm.
For the most part, by a long shot. So basically, my parents' age, my parents are a little bit different ages. So basically, my parents' age. I think that had a lot to do with it. You know, you're not going to really get. There's a generation gap here. There really is a generation gap, and obviously also where I'm from, it tends to be very, very, I would consider a very status area in a very subjective way. But it's definitely an age thing. People of a certain age, they won't listen to when it comes to like standing for the anthem, saying the pledge, the boy in the troops, and this and that and the other. They were raised that way, and that's what they believe. Mm-hmm. And they don't question that, and I don't see how people close to of younger generations being of the same mindset, because they're from that Cold War kind of baby boomer, and I guess immediately after that kind of mindset, and it's very, very, very hard to kind of change people from that.
So are you saying that the fact that the room was older was kind of also a turnoff, in that you didn't feel as though there were people there of your age range, and that was, you know, maybe not allowing you to connect as well with those folks?
No, there were some younger people. They were kind of off to the side. So I didn't really talk to them. And that's another reason why I kind of want to
go back to
one of the more general purposes.
Well, I think it's good that you're willing to go back, because I think a lot of people, when they show up to their first political meeting, they get turned off because they're generally awful, and they never show up ever again.
You have to go back. You have to keep going back. You have to influence. I mean, I started...
No, you don't. You can just forget about it.
You do.
Do something else. Do something productive.
But if you want to find like-minded or create like-minded space, you have to continue
That's
to push
true.
Forward.
Or you can just move to New Hampshire, and it's already been done for you here. So.
Oh, I started my working with tea parties in Florida. You know, like, this is the center of the cesspool of right-wing corruption. And that's where I started my work at, because I just wasn't willing to take no for an answer. You know, people called me names sometimes. Mm-hmm. I literally had people that worked for Alan West's campaign turn their back on me while I was speaking to them at an event that I organized.
Wow.
And I wrote their name. I collected their money to give them their vending space. And as soon as I was trying to buy a T-shirt from them, and my wife came up to me with her headscarf on to ask me for some cash to buy something, and they saw her. And when I turned back around, and they literally refused to turn back around to me to make a sale at an event that I had I'd organized. And you know what I did? I continued to host that event, and I hosted another event.
Did they come back?
Nope.
Hey, Penguin, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate the story, and let us know how it goes in the future as your sort of newbie experience in the Libertarian Party, which, according to you was, and thanks for the call tonight, which according to him was not that impressive the first time out. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us on Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line is there for you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. To do that, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Coming up here, Will, you're going to be talking about a new currency that has been created out there, and it's not the crypto kind of currency.
Nope.
You'll tell us where and why about that coming up here in moments. And Johnson, I think you still had some more from Zoltan Isfan. Did you want to share more from him?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's got some more critique of the Libertarian Party and their disappointments as far as his observations have been since he's apparently ran for governor under the Libertarian Party label in California, thereby immersing himself within the political world of the Libertarians. Because you can be a Libertarian without being a Libertarian Party member. The Libertarian
yes.
movement is much larger than the Libertarian Party, and that's where some Libertarians get confusing when they start talking about big L versus small L Libertarians. So if you ever hear Libertarians referring to themselves in that way, usually what that means is a big L is somebody who considers themselves a party member. They have joined the political party. And a small L Libertarian is just somebody who believes in the philosophy of non-aggression, supposedly. But of course, as we've seen, people who just believe in smaller government call themselves libertarians, and that, I think, brings a lot of confusion into play about what a libertarian actually is. Anyway, let's go on with your calls and thoughts. Dan is in Nebraska. He's listening online via our app at LRN.FM. Go ahead, Dan. Dan in Nebraska. Going once. Dan in Nebraska. Going twice. All right, I don't know what's going on there with Dan. We're going to put him back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. Let's go to Doug in Trenton, New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Doug, go ahead. Doug, I think we are definitely having some problems at the network level here, so we're just going to put Doug back on hold. We'll try Ricky instead in the Commonwealth, because he's on Skype, so we know we got Ricky here.
Thank you there, brother. Good evening there, brother.
You're on the air.
Well, you know what? It's funny I hear you talking about the Libertarian Party. Now, I remember quite a long time ago, back in 16, when that party got taken over. I remember it was a couple days afterwards.
Long before 2016.
Yeah. No.
It was a decade before 2016 that the party was taken over by unlibertarian forces, namely conservatives.
The Portland Massacre.
Is that what they called it?
2006.
They basically deleted
the platform. And rewrote the platform.
It's rude to yell over top of somebody as they're trying to talk, Ricky. If you need to, I'll put you on hold, and then you can talk to yourself.
It's referred to among more radical libertarians as the Portland Massacre, which is basically when...
Is Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon, okay. I believe. The National Convention was there, and moderates... basically, moderates showed up in force because it was an off-season year, and completely gutted the Libertarian Party and turned it into the unprincipled, moderate Republican retread party that it's become today.
All right, so go ahead, Ricky.
Oh, I'm glad. Now, I remember a little bit more recent when Darrell ran for president. Now, what happened was he was going to be the nominee, and he should have been with McAfee right behind him. But I remember that weekend when they got taken over in the morning. See, they filed their paperwork, delegates and superdelegates, all of them. And then by the evening, they switched their parties, and they screwed Darrell and they screwed McAfee, and they did their own nomination. Now, if I may, I waited a couple of days because Darrell didn't come back. But when he did, I called in this show and I said, Darrell, I was talking about this. I mentioned Invictus. I said, who took over that party? It wasn't Republicans. It was
Invictus is a alt-right guy from Florida. Right. What was his name? Saul Invictus, who kind of made some headlines because I guess he's did some goat sacrifices or something like that. I don't really remember all the details. I guess it turned out that he was one of those racist alt-right guys.
Hey, look at our current news. And I said these were Federalists. And I said to Darrell, because he mentioned about it. He said, well, Invictus is a fascist. And I said, Darrell, I said, there's no difference between a Federalist nationalist and a fascist dictator. I point out Darrell, Adolf Hitler. And then the story is, look at our current news. You know, these are Federalists. These are the guys that opposed the Louisiana Purchase. Look at history. They always were Federalists. I'm a Republican. I'm an anti-Federalist. That makes me a real Democrat, pre-war.
I'm so confused by what you're saying right now.
Well, I know one thing, Darrell wasn't.
Are you all right? You sound a little hoarse. You've been at a concert screaming recently?
I was thinking he's probably a little sick. You know, I was actually going to ask if he was feeling all right.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, how you like my new toy, Will?
What new toy?
My 45.
I always like.
We don't have video of you, by the way. We don't actually see
video. Yeah.
If you're showing a 45 to a camera, we.
Mine plays music. Mine plays music. Listen. Here we go. Three letters. C. O. L. T.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
I have to admit, I was expecting there for any minute to just hear a loud bang.
Right.
And
that would have been horrifying.
Yes.
That would have been terrible. It would have been one of those viral stories. Guy on libertarian radio show accidentally discharges firearm. No, God, that would be terrible.
It would be terrible.
I mean, I know Ricky doesn't particularly like me, but I wouldn't wish any harm on him.
Yeah, no, I wasn't suggesting I was wishing any harm. I was just, it was just,
no, just expecting that. Yeah, I kind of thought that could happen, too. I'm like, what's happening here? Anyway, you can call in about anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Let's go to the phones here.
By the way, at Free Talk Live, we advocate responsible firearm.
Thank you for the reminder. That's definitely true. And, life is worth living in most cases, unless you're terminally ill and constantly in pain, then I say you should be able to go ahead and take yourself out.
Playing with your firearm for the radio is generally not the best use, let's say.
Let's try one more time. Try Dan back here in Nebraska. Dan, are you with us?
I'm trying to be.
Yes, we have you now. Go ahead.
All right. So I actually have a thing I need to bring up here, Ian. Or I guess what I was thinking is, with this call with Ricky I just listened to, all this confusion and semantics, I think are actually in part the result of so much like weird libertarian gatekeeping. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
So gatekeeping is essentially when there's a generally understood definition of a word, kind or like a of that defines maybe some sort of group of people or something like that. But that people who find themselves to be more orthodox will say, actually, we're moving the goalposts over here. You can't be a libertarian unless you follow even more of these criteria. Because, okay, I know you just said something about, like, if there was some sort of Republican takeover, but the way the word libertarian is used colloquially for as far as I've, like, as far as every single conversation I've ever had about it, it's been mostly like the understanding is that people are talking about essentially like anybody from Rand Paul to, you know, some anarchist guy. When you start making all these different definitions and moving the goalposts around, then you do get calls like Ricky where he talks about being a classical Democrat and a real Republican and all this.
I'm not sure what anything we say has to do with Ricky. I mean, he's going to call regardless of what we say. And who is moving the goalposts exactly? I mean, here on Free Talk Live, most of our hosts, at least on this show tonight, I think, there are some exceptions, but many of our hosts believe in the principle of non-aggression, and that's our goalposts.
Yeah.
We're not the ones moving goalposts.
Well, I think what he's talking about is that, you know, in the party, among moderates and radicals, so to speak, you have this argument about, you know, well, I'm more libertarian than you. And a lot of the times it's true. The person claiming to be more libertarian, they are. They are more consistently applying the philosophical value that you shouldn't hurt people or take their stuff.
There's more coming up on Free Talk Live. Stand by.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Blink Home Security System is wireless security cameras for your household or maybe a small office. You get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will probably charge you for one of their security cameras. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and get yours. The setup time on this is about as easy and as quick as it can possibly be. You unbox the cameras, you put the batteries in that are included, and you set them up around the house. And then you plug in the hub, and you get it all configured quickly via your smart device, like a smartphone or tablet. And then from that point forward, wherever you are, as long as you've got internet access, you'll know what's happening with your camera system. It's very handy. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about the sad, sad state of the Libertarian Party at the national level. I will say that the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, I'm pretty excited about. I think that they've got some good leadership here. Darrell W. Perry is currently the chairman of the party, although I know he's going to be stepping down this year. So obviously there's some concerns for who might replace him. Mm-hmm. We don't know who that person's going to be yet, but if it's somebody who's an unprincipled hack, then I may end up regretting joining the party with a life membership here in New Hampshire recently. So I'll keep my fingers crossed on that. But I think the more, you know, real principled libertarians we can get to migrate to New Hampshire, the better off we're going to be, because Zoltan Istvan's critique is accurate. I mean, libertarians don't get major mainstream media attention in most places. And the reason for that is because they don't deserve it. They haven't done anything to deserve attention. Oh, you ran a candidate? Well, congratulations. Now, while I agree that media should cover all of the candidates in a race, they aren't obligated to do so. And so do something else than just run political candidates once every 4 years. Do things in the off years where you can make a splash, you know, show up at a city council meeting or something and say something that's principled in front of an audience, or hold a protest or hold some sort of an event supporting an activist who's in trouble or whatever. I mean, I don't know what your local group can do, but running candidates once every 4 years is the bare minimum. That's what I would consider mailing it in as far as running a political party is concerned. But anyway, Dan is in Nebraska. And you're back on with us, Dan. Any other thoughts you wanted to share, please go ahead.
Okay, so I just thought about the last segment, how incoherent I kind of word everything together. Do you think I could try to reframe what I'm trying to say for you?
Like, yeah, please.
Scratch.
Okay.
Okay. So, and it ends with a question, so I will have a question for you. When I listen to Free Talk Live, I'm sorry. When I'm in any sort of social circle where I talk about where politics is something that would come up, be it in a room with other college students, so mostly Democrats, or my mom's side of the family, mostly Republicans, I always am, like, by a good margin, the most quote-unquote libertarian person in the room.
Yeah.
But when I listen to Free Talk Live, comparatively, I'm basically just a Republican who allegedly likes weed. When you really draw the lines out. So
okay.
What is it fair for somebody like me to use the L word as an adjective to describe myself, or have I not quite hit the mark?
Well, let me ask you a question. Under what circumstances do you think it's acceptable to use violence against peaceful people?
All right. So while I am understanding of that taxation is extortion, but I think that it is a noble extortion, at least as of right now. In the future, could there be some sort of way to make that not the case? Perhaps. But in 2018, it would be a bad idea to just stop collecting them and stop enforcing them. And I think that also there is an extent to which borders and nationality are important, but I think the part about nationality is something that, like, you know, teaching people about culture, history, and heritage and stuff is something that is important and should be encouraged within a family, within a community, because without it happening in the family and community, it would die anyway, even if the government was trying to bring those things to people. So I think that part of my beliefs in that sort of thing fall into the, I think it would be best if everybody individually did this, and I would hope they would do that. I believe in voting with your dollar. I don't believe in, you know, things like,
Wait, let me see if I can put this, so with the word libertarian, let me see if I can put it in terms more apt that I think that you can understand then. What we're trying to do is we're trying to build a wall around the word libertarian and try to keep out all the people who won't assimilate to our culture.
All right, well, I
don't want to keep out people. I'm
playing with you. I'm sorry.
That. It might not be fair for me to say that then. Maybe I should just start calling myself a conservatarian or something to that effect.
I think people should call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. But ultimately, when it comes to being a libertarian as a political party and running candidates, I think this is where the big tent is both a good thing and a problem. It's a good thing in that you don't want to be excluding people who want to get involved. If somebody expresses an interest in some of the ideas of libertarianism, even if they aren't quite on board 100%, that person is an ally most of the time, and we want to be able to work with that person and not turn them off and not make them feel as though they aren't wanted or whatever. But at the same time, if that person says, I want to run for governor as a libertarian, and then goes out there and starts advocating non-libertarian things, that's a problem, and that's where a principled party should say, no, 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 no. we're glad you're here. You can hold a sign for the person that actually is running for governor, but we only want to have principled people who understand what the non-aggression principle is and who can communicate that well running for office. Unfortunately, in a lot of places, the party has no say over who actually gets to run. So that's true here in New Hampshire, where if somebody who's not so libertarian decides they want to don their libertarian ball cap like Bill Weld did back in 2016 and pretend to be a libertarian, and they go and they run against an actual libertarian for the same office, there will be a party primary that's held where the state taxpayers pay for the primary, and so it's not an internal party decision at all. It's all just being done out in the open. So, there's very little control that some of these libertarian parties have over who gets to call themselves a libertarian. But anything we can do to kind of push back and say, no, we're glad you're here, but we don't think you're ready to run for office yet until you can understand and, you know, truly sign and understand this pledge that everyone who joined the Libertarian Party, as far as I know, has signed the non-aggression principle, has signed a statement that says, I don't support or advocate almost the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. What's the exception there?
Austin Peterson.
How the hell was he allowed to join the Libertarian Party without signing the non-aggression principle?
I think there are some states that don't require it any longer. And there's a huge
That's
push.
Shocking.
Actually, so I do have a question.
There's a huge push by a lot of people who were associated with state leadership in Gary Johnson campaigns, New York specifically, who are very open about the fact they want the non-aggression principle removed from anything that has to do with the Libertarian Party.
So I want to understand why the Libertarian Party for you over the Republican Party. What's wrong with the Republican Party in your mind?
Well, okay, the problem I have with the Republican Party is that there's the Puritanism. I don't like the Puritan Republicans. I really...
really aren't going to like libertarians then.
that's the thing about it, though. It's like, that's where the market's hard to draw on. It's like, in the Republican Party, there are people who I really like who actually do, in some cases, refer to themselves as libertarians, like Milo Yiannopoulos or Alex Jones. But then there's people like Jeff Sessions, who I do not like and have more difference than agreement with, probably. So...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I'm just a really, really moderate Republican then. If the libertarians...
Well, everybody is what they are for the moment.
Or maybe an a-religious Republican?
Yeah, I'm basically an a-religious Republican.
I'm more disturbed at the fact that he just referred to rampant nationalist as... libertarians. I mean, like
they
Alex Jones and
that,
no, they don't.
Alex Jones used to refer to himself as a libertarian all the time.
Has he since the Trump train? Yeah. I don't know.
Libertarians are children. So libertarians are people who have given up looking for answers.
Who's this? Who's saying
this? Is Mio Yiannopoulos. He insults libertarians. He's not a libertarian.
I would say that, you know, you can be wherever you are right now, Dan, but, you know, keep your mind open and keep learning, and that there's always, you know, we're all changing over time. I mean, I'm not the same exact person I was 10 years ago, and you probably aren't either. So we appreciate you being out there, and thanks for the call here
tonight.
As long
as you're not a globalist.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.